It's time for a sports talk show that holds no punches. Man, please. Where the host doesn't play favorites.
Oh, I got something for their ass today.
Where the host's level of sports intelligence is pretty high.
If I wasn't doing sports talk radio, I'd definitely be working for NASA.
Even in the world of entertainment, he's got you covered.
That movie was quadruple garbage.
Here it is, live with the QCB.
CB on your radio, Fox Sports Radio. Shout out to Big Zach. Number to the show, that's Easy Money. Hit me up, 704-227-8751. Yes, the water line is back. It's on. It's popping. Anything in the world of sports you want to get off your chest, hit me up. I got you. That number, 704-227-8668. Listen to my show live online at FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Download the app. Listen to me at Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Follow me on Twitter at RealQCB. We Instagram live right now at RealQCB. We Facebook live too, the RealQCB. Also, catch my show on 103.7 HD3. Fox Sports CLT is the Twitter. Fox Sports CLT is the Instagram. I got to let this bang a little bit. Hold on. That's 14,322 ways to listen to my show. If someone comes to me and says, well, Q, I heard you back on the radio, pal, but I don't know how to find your show. As soon as you say that, I'm going old school wrestling. When they had the brass knuckles in the trunks, it didn't matter which wrestler it was. They'll put them, if you had to be a heel, though, put them brass knuckles out the trunks, out my trunks, and I'm going to knock your ass out right where you stand for asking me that question like that. All these different ways to listen to my entertaining show. And you go ask me, I heard you back on the radio, but I don't know how to find your show. I'm going to knock you out with the brass knuckles. We got so much on deck today. There's so much going on, so much to talk about in the world of sports. I would go down the topics, but the show will be over. So I'm going to bring my guy up representing the Wahoos. Man, they had a tragedy.
Yeah, man.
About a week ago, a week or some change ago.
Yeah, appreciate your kind words on that, too.
Yeah,
that was heartfelt.
That's I know real. You was getting hit up, so laying back.
Yeah.
My man, Stan Northfleet, what's up, man?
What's going on, Queen City? Yeah, I'm repping the 704 for sure.
How you been, man?
Listen, man, it's been a whirlwind, bro. Like,
no, you've been on a damn world tour.
I have, man. I signed a deal to do national TV for the CIAA.
Yeah.
And so, man, I've been Winston-Salem, Fayetteville State, man. I've been Lincoln, Pennsylvania. I've been all over the place. And even Saturday, right? I know we'll get into some college football here in a little bit. Saturday, not CIAA related, but one of my former defensive back coaches at Independence, Mr. Anthony Holloman.
Okay.
He is now the commissioner, newly appointed commissioner, of the SAIC. So I went over there to holler at Benedict down in Columbia. They got beat. First defeat of the season, Q. Wingate beat them.
At the gate?
Wingate beat him in Columbia. I said, man, dog. So anyway, it's been great, man. My mother's recovering from surgery, so Mama Fleet is good. Some people have been hitting me up on that. So it's just good to be back on the airways with you, brother. How was you? Happy Thanksgiving, belated and all that.
Man, Thanksgiving was good. I laid out my Thanksgiving rules, my annual QCB Thanksgiving rules. I didn't get to do all of them, but I just said a few of them. I said, if you consume large amounts of alcohol, don't take your ass on nobody's house and drink them out their house. Don't do that.
And quit bringing that
cheap-ass Pinnacle, man. No, Pinnacle like $6. Pinnacle, man, you can go to the ABC store and get spend $25 to $30 and get your nice-sized bottle for everybody, man. Name brand stuff.
Listen, bring in Jose Cuervo and trying to drink my Casamigos. What the hell wrong with you? Hey, man.
That ain't going to match,
no.
Dude. Well, I brought something. Well, come on, man. You got to do better than that.
Bring a six-pack and you drinking my Michael Jordan Sincoro.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, get your...
You can't
smack
bottle. You can't do that. No, yeah. You can't do that.
Speaking of getting smacked.
Right. I did take care of that. I finally tasted that Rocks, Terramana.
I don't like it. It's too spicy, the aftertaste.
Pretty good, man.
You liked it?
I took not the original brand, the other brand behind it.
So you didn't do the Blanco, you did the Reposado.
Reposado,
that's what
there
I'm
you
on.
Go.
Yeah, I'll be on the Reposado.
Hablo Espanol, yo soy guapo muchacho.
You might be nice with the sports, but the bilingualist. I'm nice with the bilinguistics.
Hey, yeah, estoy cansado, man. Por favor, por favor. but yeah, so yeah, and I had another. If Big Mama's 70 years or older, she can't cook or help prepare Thanksgiving meals no more.
It's just the time that you have to throw in the damn towel.
Because the arthritis will set in, yeah, man. She can't peel those peas and take
towel,
that knife
bro,
and go down those yams, the potato. She can't cut them. The arthritis will set in.
The one that stole the show for me, and
what's
I
that?
Know I wasn't the only one that saw this.
What's that?
Whoever you are, you nasty. I mean, you decrepit, you deeply disturbed SOB, whoever you were.
Right.
Trying to soak collard greens in the bathtub. Who does that with your neck?
Now, let me tell you something.
It was trending all over social media.
I seen that, and it was a huge, first thing I thought was,
no, no, 1,000 times, no.
I seen that, and I thought it was a joke at first.
Are you out of your mind?
Huh?
What the hell was that?
I couldn't believe it.
I was so disgusted.
We bathed in that.
It didn't stop me from eating my plate. But I was disgusted. I was grossed out. I mean, my stomach was just in a knot.
I couldn't believe it.
I said, man, somebody's going to eat. And listen, I'm glad you brought up another rules.
What's that?
Don't take it personal.
Okay.
Holiday season.
Okay.
If I come up your house,
right,
or if I come to your office party,
okay,
and I don't eat a damn thing, just don't take it personal.
Now, hold on now. You got to eat something. You can't just come to the crib. The office party, I could get it. You come into my crib and my mom, auntie.
Your crib, yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying to the people at MASH, you know,
okay,
folks like you and I, we're high profile in the media.
And then what,
so
what,
we
what
get invitations.
Over? That's true.
So sometimes I'm just letting the people know now.
If I come over there and say, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm cool. Hold on. Is that's in a Chick-fil-A wrapper? Yeah, I'll have some of that.
If it came from the store. Store ball.
Jersey Mike's? Yeah, give me a little bit of that right there. Yeah, hold on. No, this my nana. And then it becomes, this my nana's next door neighbor who used to have some ties to Sylvester Stallone. I don't want none of that tater salad.
Yeah, we had something up here, and they had cranberry sauce. They had like some it was cranberry, because I love cranberry sauce.
I do too.
It had some damn Philadelphia cream cheese in it. Now, see? Now you lost your damn mind.
And see, some of y'all, you nasty. I mean, you decrepit. I mean, you repulsive individuals. Some of y'all got animals in the kitchen. You
now
let
see.
The pets lick the spoon.
Right.
The
now
cat
see.
Done climbed up on the counter. It's cute. I
now
just
see. Now,
can't do it.
That's white people rule now. White people, you can't do that now. Because I ain't never seen a loose pit bull in my kitchen.
That chow in the backyard, I can't get in the house.
He can't. We don't need to take our dogs to the vet when they get sick.
Vet got to come to us. This mobile vets, they got them out there now. I see them pop up on my feed.
Man, white people,
mobile
I love.
Mobile vets will show up because that's for
I love
us.
It. White people, dogs start barking, kids get sad, and honey, don't worry, I'm going to take it to the vet on my way to work in the morning. And the kids be like, Dad, you going to take King to the doctor? He's going to say, I don't take y'all ass to the doctor. Get back in there.
Yo, it's just some Thanksgiving rules,
man,
though. But
yeah.
If
you're going to smoke weed, man, don't smoke a pound. Wait till you leave. Because you're going over there, you're hugging aunties and people, grandmas. You get introduced to people. Smoke your weed. This is for the thugs.
Yeah.
Smoke your weed after you leave, man. Don't come over your grandma, your aunt house, or your mama house. They're going to allow you in because they love you. You know, smoke the pound of weed on the way over there.
What's that?
Oh, you got, come on, man. You got people with bad asthma. These, oh, stop it, man. Smoke when you leave.
Listen, I know you into the comic books.
Yeah.
Like your man. My nephew came over there, eyes red as Cyclops.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I said, boy.
That's from the X-Men, yeah.
I said, stop this.
You see what I'm saying?
Get yourself together. I said, whatever that cheap-ass cologne you spraying, it ain't working.
That's the thing about it. They think they, thug, they... When they smoke, like, this cologne is go down, just make it, like, just disappear. And they're not spending that, what you said. They're not spending that much money on cologne. That ain't no damn red polo
there. That ain't Creed. That ain't none of that, man. Listen.
That ain't Dior.
That ain't Jimmy Choo. You know what I mean? That's what your man's wear. I wear Christian Dior Savage. I mean, and it's not pronounced Savage. I know y'all see the commercials with Johnny Depp.
That's what I thought.
And they keep trying to call it Savage. Trying to get some culture to the people.
So wait a minute. Hold on. So somebody say, hey, Northfleet, I got on that Savage, right? And you gonna say,
no, no, 1,000 times, no.
So it's not Savage.
Savage.
Okay, I would have said Savage.
No, no.
Okay.
No, yeah.
See, I'm keeping it a buck. I would have said, yeah, man, I got that Savage on.
You trying to scrape off the U on the bottle so the bottle says Savage. Listen, man, but it was good Thanksgiving weekend, man. It was a ton of football. I watched a ton of ball and a lot of storylines, so we can go wherever you want to go, bro. Tell me what's happening.
First of all, we saw a ton of football, and we saw what we've been, and what we continue to do. We put that 40-3 spot on Minnesota.
Listen.
What we continue to do.
Put some on that ass. And listen, we're not done yet, because I got some boys. I got people.
Yeah.
And I say this every time we come on the show, Q.
What's up?
I got people that cheer harder against Dallas than they cheer for their own teams.
That may be one. What you said may be the second most powerful thing that ever came out of Martin Luther King Jr.'s mouth. That's how powerful what you just said is. Get to me again.
I'm MC. So I got.
Hold on. Get to me again before you keep going. Get to me
it's
again.
It's a damn shame that you got people that cheer harder against Dallas than they cheer for their own squads.
Team.
I'm talking about you, Greer Brothers, over there off Statesville Avenue. I'm sorry. A.E. Greer Funeral Home.
Yeah.
Listen, they love the Carolina Panthers. I mean, they go to every game. Yeah. They with them. Keep pounding. All that.
They all that.
Oh, they hate Dallas with a passion.
And they would rather.
Call me when Dallas playing whoever the opponent is and try to tell me what the score is.
Got nothing to do with
it. I said, it hasn't even been to St. Paul, Minnesota, cheering for the Vikings.
Right. Don't know nothing about it.
Didn't even know the Twin Cities. Huh? We're not talking about this. And so anyway, it's a thing, but I was happy to see Dallas win. I was happy to see Carolina win yesterday.
But you know what? Well, that's a nice segue to the Panthers. We're going to kick off with the Panthers. But, you know, we also going to talk about another football team in this area that's been doing pretty damn good and open up a can of whoop-ass on a lot of people. Yeah. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's down in Columbia.
Yeah.
Down in Columbia. Because 2 weeks ago, we had some folks, another orange team. First of all, if you color orange and you play the Gamecocks, there's a good chance you're going to get your ass whooped.
You're back-to-back weeks of a ranked orange.
Number 5 in the country.
Top 10, too, back-to-back.
Ooh, and then I said, okay, here come Clemson. No, we're going to Clemson.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Clemson. Like I said, my
40-game home win streak intact.
Yeah.
And here come the Beamer's Gamecocks.
There you go. Spencer Rattler could win a damn Heisman if he wanted to. Easy money.
Congratulations, Q.
Easy victory.
Shane Beamer, 8-4 on the year. Y'all have a lot to be proud of, for real.
Yeah. I mean, we spanked the Tar Heels last year in the Mayo Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now we should be playing a bowl game in probably the first week of January. And we'll get about a $9 million check. That's just what we do down there in Columbia.
Shane Beamer, I didn't see this type of year coming. I certainly didn't see. Hell, he didn't see. Not 2 top 10 wins, and it goes beyond that. They beat a very highly touted, and from a talent standpoint, Texas A&M team.
That's right.
They went on the road and beat a ranked Kentucky team.
Yep. Kentucky was, I think, 15th or 17th in the country at the time.
They beat a ranked Kentucky team. They went toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow with Arkansas, who was ranked in the top 20
Absolutely.
At the time at Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Frank Beamer building. And to your point,
what's that?
I thought Spencer Rattler was going to be the guy, Oklahoma. He got the yips for a little bit.
He did get the yips.
He found him a new home.
He even had the yips when he came down here. He had the yips when he came down here earlier. You know, because I thought we would compete better with Georgia. We didn't. Georgia is on a whole other planet.
Oh, yeah.
They just on a whole other planet. We get out there. They've been the best team in the country. Forget the rankings. Since like week one. But it's been a great, great season for the Gamecocks. Definitely get to the Gamecock Tigers. I think that's one of the questions I'm going to throw out there with the Clemson Tigers.
Bro.
Is Clemson, because for the last 6 years, it was championship or bust. Now, we're not finna act as if they won 8 of them. They won 2.
They won 2.
But they was always in the mix.
Sure.
Always in the mix. Putting all these historic NFL drafts with the defensive side of
things. And they're going to have it again this year.
That's what I'm saying. And putting these, we know the last 2 quarterbacks they had, Deshaun and Trevor, and what they've been. These guys have been lucky enough to have pro-style quarterbacks in college, and they playing well in the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But is it over, though? Do you see it getting better? Do you start DJU this Saturday when they play the Tar Heels at the Bank of America Stadium? We got so much we get into, but let's get to the Carolina Panthers. They got their 4th win yesterday by beating the Broncos 23-10. And let me say this. That damn Russell, I don't know who's worse, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. And let me say, I was completely wrong. Everybody's wrong about the AFC West because we thought how great it was going to be.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Every game's going to be on pay-per-view and all that crap. I'm just going to take the Russell Wilson side of things. I was completely wrong. I just knew he was going to go to Denver and compete with the Kansas City Chiefs to win that division. I thought they would at least be a wild card team, which still could I don't know. I'm just saying right now I was wrong about that. I was completely wrong. Completely
Listen,
wrong.
I thought that with the receivers they had.
Absolutely.
You know, Sutton and Judy and even they had to give up Noah Fant. They still had enough players offensively. Who knew that Melvin Gordon was going to continue to fumble the football the way that he was fumbling the rock? They had some injuries as well. It's just not a good fit. It's not working. It appears that the locker room in Denver has become frustrated with Russ. And, you know, the theatrics. Russ has crept into that Hollywood space. So I do feel sorry for him. Now, again, Paul Hackett, I'm sure you're a fantastic guy, made his name being the quarterback coach for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I thought that Hackett and Russ would combine to put a formidable offense on the field.
Yeah.
Hackett is probably in over his head. Russ has probably turned off some – definitely turned off some people in the building. Some people might get fired, but it ain't going to be Russ. You owe him another – something stupid, like $200 million.
He got so much going on, and to give up that and to give up all kind of first-rounders and a couple of first, you have to give up that. Just like when they was trying to get rid of Kevin Durant in Brooklyn, it was too much to give up to get KD. Yeah. It's way too much to give up to get Russ. Way too much.
Well, they're locked in now. All they can do
is just the people around, like the coach is going to have to go.
Right, the coach is going to have to move, but the players are essentially the players. I mean, you're not getting rid of Judy. You know, who I said Sutton.
He got weapons, and I'm just so shocked. Defense, what, number three right now in the NFL?
Defense is not the issue. It's just, literally the
it's crazy.
Lowest ranked offense in pro football. And I mean, when I look at Russ, we've never seen this before. And I'm a big Russell Wilson guy.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I appreciate as a man of faith, I appreciate the way he appears to live his life, you know, his love, what he professes for our Lord and Savior. I'm with all of that. Clearly, he's winning in life off the field. The bank account is healthy and his family looks healthy. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But that on the field, it's like, bruh, forgot how to play football. He won't run anymore. He throwing the ball in the dirt. He throwing the ball over people's head. It's like him and the receivers ain't on the same page. I don't know what's happening with Russ. I've never seen this before.
Man, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on with Russell Wilson. But what we're going to do, we're going to hit the break, man. And we're going to come right back. I'm on live with the QCB. My man Zay the GOAT. Go take us the break. Let's go, man. We out. My man Stan Norfleet in the building.
You know
listen
it.
To Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. And we're knocking them out, man. Man, we got so much to talk about. Matt Rhule's back in college.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go. We'll be back this far.
About to get another one, then go and get another one and get my brother one, then take the one I got and switch it with my cousin one. I'm getting sticked up, put the Glock inside his mouth and make that up. She hungry, I'ma make her eat the dick up. Putting caution signs that I'm trying to make him slip up. I feel like I'm Tupac, somebody gonna get hit up. He want issues, but that nigga off his tissue, put that bitch up. Hey, I stop smoking, but I sell it though. Your plug on shot with me, my number's hella low. You was supposed to be my dog, what you telling for? Cause all that shit we did together, they'll never know. I kept it solid, but nigga made me sick and made me sneeze. They made
hello?
It pollen, cause I'm flying.
What are you doing? Would you stop messing around with that thing? I'm right here. The dopest sports talk radio show on the planet, live with the QC. Mondays and Fridays, evening drive 4 to 6, right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. No matter what's going on.
However, the radio still works. With all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's as clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
Didn't I tell you to start messing with that damn radio? It's on the right channel. 94.7 FM, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Now, I ain't gonna tell you no damn more.
Mrs. Huxtable.
Hello, Elvin.
Is Sandra ready?
Well, not yet, but she'll be down in a little while. Would you and Dr. Huxtable like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
You mean you're going to get it?
Yes. You're surprised?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Huxtable. I didn't think you did that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, serve.
Serve whom?
Serve him.
Oh, serve him! As in serve your man?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Elvis. I'm not serving Dr. Huxtable, okay?
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that young man is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever. Now, What would you like in your coffee?
Maybe I could get you some coffee.
Oh, well, that's all right. I don't mind getting it, but thanks for offering.
Elvin?
Yes, sir?
When she brings the coffee back, if I were you, I wouldn't drink it.
One, the first album.
Listen, what classic. Up? That's classic space you in right there.
Well, yeah, 91, 92, where you at?
I don't know what year that is.
It's like 91, 92.
I know, I'm here in Charlotte at that time. I think I had this CD. Now, I don't know if I stole it from my brother or if I used my own money to get it, but I'm pretty sure I had this CD.
With the Shazadas and Freedom All and got it.
Oh, man, we used to go over there to, now y'all call it the Metropolitan. It used to be Midtown Square when I was coming through.
Midtown Square, yeah. Midtown Square. Man, those good times. Welcome back live with the QCB right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Got us on 94.7 FM. Also, you can listen to the show live at foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. Got my man Stan Norfleet up in there. Give him your Twitter, your social media handle.
Man, all social media, at Stan Sportsman. Appreciate everybody in the HBU circuit. Showing a lot of love, man. President Atkins down there at Benedict, her and the team laid it out for your boy, so who
now,
knows what I'm gonna pop up next.
Now hold on, man. I need the right music for this, because the way
what are you about to say?
The way you was rolling when you was going around.
Yeah.
Cause I follow you on social media.
Appreciate that.
And I'm supporting what you're doing, man. But man, the way you was there rolling around.
It looked like I was a somebody, Q.
Yeah, it looked like you. I said, what the hell is who are you thinking? And you got that same $1 million smile.
Right,
said,
yeah. No, listen, man, the good Lord has been awesome for me and created some opportunities. You know, they say when one door shuts, another one opens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you move around like Coming to America.
That's what you do. Prince Joffrey Joffrey.
That's what you do. I said, they got the rose petals on your damn feet.
Oh, listen. There's nothing like an HBCU experience, man. Yeah. And like the university and the people behind the scenes that really make the university go. Because you know, it ain't but like five people that work at a given university. Like, it might be 100 employees, but it ain't but like five people really doing the work.
Yeah.
So each university, man, I've been over there to John C. Smith. Shout out my man, Coach Stowe over there.
Yeah.
They doing a good job over there at Smith. Man, just going a lot of different places, bro.
You doing been a good job, man. I saw you out there. You say looking sharp and real dapper.
Yeah.
And you present your product well, so you be getting nice footage. I be seeing you, man.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna be on QCB show if he had me back. I gotta make sure I'm professional and presentable at all times. Yeah, I gotta make sure Q keep bringing
me,
bro.
Man,
back in.
You be moving though.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been good, man. Yeah. Even when I'm not talking to you directly, I'm chiming in. I'm listening to what you got going on. Appreciate you on the comedy circuit. And if you have not had a chance to hear Q's comedy, you might be new to the city.
Oh, yeah.
You're streaming this somewhere. Follow that man, QCB, and make sure you get him on the comedy aspect. Brother's nice with
stage saying them jokes. The Panthers.
Yeah.
The World Wild Card.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean anything to you?
So the Panthers are a game and a half out from first place. Tampa only has a half game lead over the number two team in the NFC South. So the Panthers mathematically, with the win on Sunday, went from having a 3% chance to get into the playoffs to get that wild card spot. It now went up to 8. So you're talking about nearly triple. Okay, you get a bye week, get healthy, then you come back, and I'm forgetting the opponent they have. Oh, they're going to Seattle when they come back off the bye, which in principle should be a winnable game. Or at least a competitive game. Congratulations, Coach Wilkes, 3-0 at home. So, and I was in the building on Sunday.
Okay.
Yesterday, doing a little community service There was a fraternity over there that I have an affinity for, so I wanted to go over there and volunteer my time to help those great men.
I'm about to say he's in community service. I was thinking about my cousin Boots. Like,
probation
officer.
No.
Okay, I thought you had to say probation officer.
This was volunteer.
Oh, okay.
Volunteer.
His is ordered.
Court appointed. No, man, so I was in the building. It was just good to feel the energy. That's the best I've heard the stadium feel.
Okay.
Since probably that early in that second year of Matt Rhule, since probably that 3-0 run with Sam Darnold last year.
Right.
It ain't felt like that since.
Okay.
So it was good. Now, do I think they're going to get the wild card? I don't.
Right.
I think the NFC East, which has proven to be the most competitive division in the league.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The NFC East, if the playoffs started right now, all four teams in the East would get in.
Right.
So what you thinking? You liking the Panthers' chances?
This is my answer when you ask me, are the Panthers going to get the wild card?
1,000 times! No!
No. The Panthers will have to, first of all, shout out to Marlon.
What up, Marlon?
Shout out to Marlon.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Shout out to Marlon,
my
man.
My man, yeah, listen.
Marlon Sway, he used to play ball back in the day, too.
Nah, I don't know about that. Let him
basketball.
Off the hook. He stayed wearing that damn Virginia Tech hat, but I'm going to lay off because the Hokies really did, with the tragedy at UVA, the Hokies really did step up.
Okay.
And they really were class act with that. So I'm going to let that rock for a second. But that's my man. Good dude.
Yeah, shout
out
to Marlon,
man. And his Bears look nice and trashy.
Yeah. And I'm getting so tired of everybody trying to cuddle Justin Fields.
Wait, don't do that. Lay off Justin Fields.
No, so why he get a pass? Why they trying to cuddle him all the time?
Because he's throwing to me and you. He ain't got nothing out there.
Come on, man. It's the NFL, man. Stop. I don't like the fact how they keep trying to cuddle Justin Fields.
His coach is named Matt Eberflus. Does that any type of motivation for you?
What's his coach name again?
Matt Eberflus.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I heard of Matt Damon.
Matthew McConaughey.
I heard Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I've heard of, what's the Green Bay Packers coach? Matt LaFleur.
Oh, Matt LaFleur.
I've heard of him.
Hell, I've heard of Matthews, located right over here around the corner off I-45.
But the Chicago Bears head coach, Matt what?
Eberflus.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Excuse me, you got Omicron, and then you got Eberflus. I say that. God forgive me. I'm just messing around.
I've never heard of him. But, no, the Panthers are not going to make that wild card. They could win every game the remainder of the season. They could beat Seattle, beat Pittsburgh, beat Detroit, beat the Bucks, and beat the last two games in a row, beat the Saints. They're not going to win a wild card. What they can do is continue to play good for Steve Wilks, play hard for Steve Wilks, and it's just a foregone conclusion. I saw this. The season is – you know, you're too deep in the season, still got a lot of holes, got a lot of problems, and a division is maybe the worst division in football right now, but it's all about who's on top of the division. Even though they under 500, the Bucks under 500,
mm-hmm.
It's still the Bucks. It's still Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady got some age on him. We know how old he is.
137 years old!
But he still got, you know, Godwin. He still got Evans. I mean, they still got
Evans looked bad on Sunday.
He does,
God.
Right. But see, unlike Green Bay, I would think that when that conversation about who would turn around, the Bucks or the Packers? The Bucks, because you wouldn't expect them two guys to be as bad as they are this season. I still think the Bucks still got time to turn around. I still think they're going to win a division. I think this division has been won under 500, just like the NFC East has been won under 500 before. So the Panthers, they can win every game out. Just play hard. Don't give up on your coach. Play hard. And I like the way the running game's going. I'm going to slide into the game ball. I'm going to get a game ball to Deontay Foreman. I think Foreman's running pretty damn good. I mean, the last six games, he's had four 100-yard games rushing. And since McCaffrey's left, the running game hasn't missed a beat. Actually, it's been better since McCaffrey's left.
Yeah.
Don't knock on McCaffrey, but this guy's running with a purpose. He's trying to get him a contract, trying to think about his future, his family, everything, man. He's taking his opportunity. And Devontae Foreman, I have never heard of him, but he's been playing good.
He was a beast at Texas. I think
that's where he was at Texas?
He originally got scooped up by the Houston Texans and then went and backed up Derrick Henry last year.
Okay.
When Henry went out a couple
weeks, he came in. And the Panthers scooped him up.
And then he was on the open market. Of course, King Henry's the man. So he was a free agent, and here he is.
I like what he's doing. So
I think what you're seeing from Deontay Foreman, if you don't know those numbers, yesterday, 24 carries, 113 yards, nearly 5 yards a carry, a 4.7. It was the consistency in the run, and that's why I want to take my comment. Each coach must have an identity, and I've always believed that a team will eventually, at least good teams, you will take the shape of the identity of your football coach. What I know Steve Wilks to be, organized, structured, passionate, intense.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a physicality that he believes you play the defensive man with, and how you also approach the overall philosophy of your team. 46 rush attempts by the Carolina Panthers yesterday, 185 yards. That's 4 yards of carry and a touchdown. You know, Sam Darnold, I don't know what the hell he was doing, rolling around on the damn ground but after bobble snap, but he at least got in the end zone for a touchdown. Here's my point, Q.
Yeah.
That's how Steve Wilks wants to play.
Okay.
Let's run the football, minimize how many times we have to throw this thing. We don't have to be the greatest show on turf, as Robert Saleh said about Mike White getting his start. And let's go be sound in the kicking game and see can we make some noise.
Right.
It's going to be a tough out. That's still Tom Brady and Atlanta. Atlanta has not proven to not be a pushover.
Well, I said that before the season, so I definitely need my pat on the back right there.
Yeah, Atlanta right now ahead of the Panthers by a half game, looks like. Atlanta at 5-7. Panthers right there at 4-8 going into the bye.
It's now, just the other teams they have to worry about, though. You know, the Cowboys, we're probably going to get the wild card if we don't catch.
We'll probably get the highest wild card seat.
Right, and then the Giants are 7-4.
If we don't win the division, by the way, because that's still up in
So you think it's a possibility?
It's a possibility.
Okay, I get it. Well, Cowboys 8-3, Giants 7-4. Yeah. The Commanders are 7. I can't believe I keep saying Commanders. The Commanders are 7-5.
It just screams XFL.
I know. Doesn't it? I keep thinking XFL. About Cobra Commander and Destro and them damn twins. Tomax and Zaymont. And the Seahawks are 6-5.
Seahawks, you know, I kept waiting to see was it.
Well, I'm just saying those wild card teams before we even think about what's going on with the Carolina Panthers and the division. I mean, it's about I don't know if they could catch any of those teams. I don't think it could happen.
So here's what you have to ask, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to overhype the win from Carolina yesterday. That's a bad Denver team, especially offensively. The head coach has been hearing his name get called. Yeah. That seat is hot.
It's just terrible, man. The whole team is bad.
So I'm not saying that's not one of the better teams. That's going to be the judgment for me. Can they go on the road? Because that's really the issue. Carolina Panthers this year 0-5 on the road.
Right.
So Steve Wilks coming out of the bye, can you get your team healthy and focus to go on the road against a Hall of Fame, what will be a Hall of Fame head coach in Pete Carroll? Geno Smith was rumored to be in the MVP space at once. I think that talk has cooled.
Well, you had to get drug tested if you go keep saying that.
He was putting up some MVP consideration. He was putting up some real numbers. He was like number one in the league. Him and Tua was going back and forth, number one in passer rating and efficiency and all of that. So it was a real deal. Geno has cooled off a little bit.
Just like he did his Heisman campaign in West Virginia. He had a good thing going, and he had a drop-off like this last season there.
That's what makes the great ones great.
You have to
do it every week.
Yeah.
And we'll see, again, coming off the bye, can the Panthers go to Seattle and make some noise?
What's something about their last road game, the Baltimore Ravens, which they had them. It was 3-6 going into the, like, what about 8 minutes in the fourth quarter, it was 3-6. Mm-hmm. And my guy, Baker Mayfield.
That's your man.
Hit Josh Smith right there as they was driving. Nice little drive. Yep. And he, not Baker, because Baker did his job. He threw the ball and he completed
for
it.
For once.
Hit him in a damn hands. He fumbled. I mean, the Ravens escaped the Panthers. And that's a pretty good Ravens team. No matter what their record is, it's still a pretty good.
The Ravens got their own issues because they keep getting leads and then surrendering leads.
Right. I mean, my man Tom Neely was talking about in the hallway, huge Raven guy. But I think going to Seattle, it's a very winnable game. I don't see them coming back with the dub, though. I don't know. Unless the Panthers defense has been playing pretty damn good,
they
right?
They have. They've been consistent the last few weeks. They have. I like what I saw from Frankie Louvu yesterday. Congratulations, Brian Burns. First time in his career he entered into double-digit sack territory. He now has 10. Derrick Brown has had a fantastic year. Good time for him because they're going to give him a fifth-year option. That should be coming up. It may be this time next year. I may be a year off.
And listen.
Derrick Brown's been playing good ball.
And what about that damn Shaq Thompson?
I knew you was going to say this.
Well, I saw Shaq Thompson. I sent a shout out to Thomas Davis and Kelly Davis, the 1058.
Great job over there.
And I saw you over there chilling.
Yeah.
And we keep missing each other, man. Well, is it too much to go around. We can't be in the same place.
Well, the socialite that you
swag.
Are. Right. the iconic public figure in the Charlotte community, the bastion of entertainment that you provide to people.
I think our swag is too much being the same place. I don't know.
Hey, listen, we would have to charge... We might have to start a damn GoFundMe to get the appropriate amount of talent fees it would take to get me and you in the same spot.
I said, I was just there. What's stand that? And stand me there. I go somewhere, you meet and I say, damn, we just can't match up.
Yeah, I saw you sitting at the big table with Thomas and Kelly. Shout out to TD and Kelly. Really love what you're doing,
over there.
At 1058. Charlotte, if you have not gone over there, go over there. The weather has been really, really good. I know we had some rain on Sunday early, but by and large, weather has been good. Y'all go over there. They got the indoor-outdoor thing going on.
It's
really a vibe. Y'all check that out.
So I said it to say I saw Shaq Thompson there. Yeah. He kind of gave me one of those Bill Belichick, Tony Dungy handshakes.
I heard what you've been saying, Q.
I know, but at least he dapped me up, dog. I seen him.
Heard what you've been saying, Q.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah.
J.C. Horn has been playing well out
there. They have been playing well.
C.J. Henderson, his up and down.
I know. I think they could get to Geno Smith, but I don't. Geno's been making some plays. Like he's too unpredictable, man. He's been making some plays that you wouldn't expect it, putting that ball in. Lockett's been playing good. So, I don't know.
D.K. Metcalf over there.
And he's been kind of quiet.
D.K., but he's still out there. Those type of guys, all you need is one play. Like, and I'm going to digress here a little bit.
Yeah.
The talk of Odell Beckham coming to Dallas.
Right.
And I keep trying to tell people, I don't need Odell Beckham to be what he was in New York.
Right.
I need him to give, potentially, what he gave the Rams last year. Can you make a grab in one of those crucial playoff moments where the light is the brightest?
Yeah.
And people get the most antsy and nervous.
Because that's when we're going to need him.
That's when you need him.
Yeah, that's when you, not so, we, but whoever, that's when you need him.
Correct. So I'm hoping that happens. But I'm using that to say DK Metcalf, I think, is that same type of dude that just the sheer size and athleticism and the experience, I think, in those crucial moments, if he comes out of a playoff game or a wild card game, if you will, with two catches and one of them is for a 50-yard touchdown,
yeah,
it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Now, Odell Beckham Jr., now, did he exercise? Let me know if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Did he exercise some thug behavior? Or that was just an unfortunate incident? We don't have all the details.
Don't have all the details.
Okay.
We did see a statement from his attorney. But in a nutshell, it sounds like Odell was trying to get on a plane or got on a plane in Miami to fly back.
If he was hungover. If that's what it was, I don't know.
They said the airline says he was in and out of consciousness. And they did not feel comfortable. They were like, yo, we about to fly for 5.5 hours.
Well, how you get on a plane if you're in and out of consciousness once you get in your seat?
I don't know. This is why I'm saying we don't have all the information.
I was going to tag him with some thug behavior right there.
Ain't no party like a thug life party because a thug life party don't stop.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, we might need to check him. He was going from Miami to L.A.
Ain't no party like a thug life party because a thug life party don't stop.
Yeah. Hey, but what I want to do in the 5 o'clock hour, they don't get to hear us, so what we're going to do right now, continue to count on the Panther Talk, and we've got to get so much stuff we get into, but we're going to play the number one game show on the radio called Who Said It? See how close my man Stan Norfleet. Because you usually do pretty good in this game.
Yeah, I'm all right with this game
With these sports quotes, and see who said it. Let's go.
Now it's time for the number one game show on the radio, Who Said It? Here's your host, Mr. I Could Never Be Toast, Mr. I'm So Nice With It, Mr. Easy Money, Son, Mr. Miwak, never that. It's QCB.
All right, here we go. Easy Money. Who said it? I got some quotes, and my man Stan Norfleet go jump out on them. All right, let's go. Let's go.
You got so many copious notes over there.
Lord.
You don't even know.
Here we go. All right, here we go. First one. Guts. He's a hell of a football player. Who said A, Shane Beamer Jr., B, Dave Doran, or C, Ron Rivera? Who said it, Stan?
What was that first name? Shane Beamer.
Shane Beamer
I'm
Jr.
I'm going with Shane Beamer.
You sure? Yes, it was Shane Beamer Jr. on Spencer Rattler.
Makes sense. I'm so happy for Spencer Rattler,
man.
And a fantastic game by him. Clemson clearly misses not just Brent Venables on the defensive end, but not having Tony Elliott calling plays.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator, too.
You can't lose those type of coaches. And now, South Carolina won the game.
No, I've been saying it all season.
But you can't lose turnover like that in your coaching ranks.
Right.
Ask Nick Saban. He says that's his greatest fear. It ain't the players, it's the coaches.
It's the coaches.
Yeah.
Man, Wilness, I've been saying that. I said, man, he lost too much on the coaching side. Your OC and your DC, who you've had success with,
right,
who's pretty damn good. Can't lose that. Then your quarterback is not up to par with the other two. It's just so much. I don't care how elite your defense is, man. Dabo don't have no guys to lean on, Stan.
It's confidence is the word. I know we'll circle back on that game.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah.
DJU doesn't have any.
Right.
And Spencer Rattler has a ton.
Right.
And you saw the difference in the
That's
two programs.
It. There we go. There we go. This is just Sports Talk is easy money. I know you guys are enjoying it. Here we go. This is a locker room full of heroes. Who said it? A, Jim Harbaugh. B, America's soccer coach Greg Berhalter. Or C, LeBron James.
Greg Berhalter, United States men's national team.
All right, there we go. Let's see.
You big dummy.
It was actually Jim Harbaugh out of spanking Ohio State. It's all good. Let's go to the other one. I don't know what he ate for Thanksgiving. I should have been over there. Who said A, Devin Booker, B, Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson, or C, Chris Collinsworth? Who said it, Stan?
Jets wide receiver. Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson. All right, here we go.
You dumb, 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 stupid son of a bitch.
It was actually
Chris Collinsworth didn't say that.
It was Devin Booker on DeAndre Ayton's monster 29 points, 21 rebound game versus the Jazz.
I feel like they got some thugs on that Suns team. I just don't quite trust them. I think they show us one thing publicly.
They got some thug activity over there.
I just think off the record, off the air and when they not in public, they got some thugs over there. Ain't no party like a thug life party because a thug life
party don't stop. All right, here we go. If we play to our strengths, it's going to be hard for teams to beat us. Who said A, P.J. Washington, B, Nick Chubb, or C, Kirby Smart? Who said it, Stan?
Every player or coach in the league says that.
Right. Well, somebody said it.
You said P.J. Washington.
P.J. Washington, Nick Chubb, or Kirby Smart. That's a hard one, man.
P.J. Washington.
Damn. Well, it's P.J. Washington after hitting
I use deductive reasoning on that. Yeah, look that one up.
Oh, another big word.
Yeah. Scholar athlete is the term.
Yeah, he hit that free throw to close out the game against Minnesota a few nights ago.
Yeah, saw that.
All right, here we go. Last one. In all regards, he's been a difference maker for us. Who said, A, Toronto Maple Leafs coach Sheldon Keefe, Deion Sanders, or Brian Burns? Who said it, Stan?
He's been a difference maker for us.
Yeah. In all regards, he's been a difference maker for us.
I'm going to say Brian Burns because I know Deion didn't say it, and you don't watch that much hockey. So I'm going to just go with Brian Burns.
You, sir, are an idiot.
It was actually the Maple Leafs coach, Sheldon Keefe.
Who sent you there?
On his right-wing player, man, Mitch Marner, who extended his point streak to 16 games with a goal and assist as they beat the Penguins 4-1.
Somebody sent you that.
Man, my damn.
You watch, NHL.
My butler Niger, man, he put me on hockey.
That's what's up. I didn't do as well this time as I normally do.
Nah, you pretty nice with it, though, man. You pretty nice with it. But I tell you what, speaking of doing well and doing good, you know, QCB on getting you guys some money for the weekend. I'm trying to hook you up. So it's time for me to give you my picks, not just to take them, but take them to the damn bank. Let's go.
Money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank.
Yeah.
Shout out what you drank.
Yeah, man. Let's do a little recap for you guys, all right? Over the weekend, I had some picks for you. I said take the Clippers, all NBA, take the Clippers minus 3 over Utah. Clippers won that one. They won by 7. I said take Golden State plus 10.5 over the Pelicans. Golden State lost by 45. I said take Cleveland minus 2.5 over Atlanta. Cleveland won by 12. I said take the Celtics minus 6 over Chicago. Celtics lost by 14. I said take Portland plus 9.5 over Milwaukee. Portland won by 8. Which brings my season total to 16-22. I'm catching myself. I was 4-12. Now I'm 16-22. So don't be laughing too hard. Here's a pick for you tonight. Monday Night Football. I want you to take the Steelers at Colts. Over and under is 39.5. Take the under. Take under the Steelers and Colts Monday Night game. 39.5. Right now, take it. Don't just take it. Take it to the damn bank. Live with the QCB. Right back. More right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. I'm getting you paid, man. Let's go.
Money in the bank. Yeah. Shorty, what you drink? I got money in the bank. Yeah. Shorty, what you drink?
It's your boy Zeta Goat. You don't know, now you know. And you're listening to the dopest, coolest sports talk radio show, Fox Sports Charlotte, live with QCB. Hashtag facts only.
Notice you got a little ring stain on your table.
I know. I noticed that.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
No idea?
No.
Do you respect wood, Susie?
Yes, I do respect wood. Why?
You've demonstrated a consistent lack of respect for what, as I say.
Oh, I don't know what you're getting at. I don't know what this is about.
I'll tell you what I'm getting at. I see a ring stain on your table.
Yeah.
I remember you standing over Julia's antique table with a drink.
Yeah.
Okay?
Therefore,
I'm putting two and two together. I think you left that ring stain on Julia's table. So don't tell me you respect wood.
Oh, I respect wood, Larry. I respect wood so much that if I had a piece of wood in my hand right now, I'd beat the shit out of you with it, okay? Get the out of here, all right?
Okay.
What is he doing, Jeff? You're looking for ring stains on my... Don't touch my books! Get out! Get the out!
Welcome back live with the QCB right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Make sure you can download the app too, man. Fox Sports Radio. Listen to the show live online at foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. Got us on 94.7 FM. Also, if you got the HD3, 103.7, I got it in my whip. Maybe you got it in yours. 103.7 HD3. And listen to live QCB that way. My man, Stan Northfleet, representing the Wahoos, man, stepped out for a second, and he had to take an important phone call, so he'll be back in a second. Handling some B.I., that's all he does, handling B.I. We talk about this hour, the Carolina Panthers, the word wild card. Don't use the wild card when we talk about the Panthers. Enjoy the moment. I think the season, it's not a wash, it's just a bad season. And the Panthers are on rebuilding the stage, that's all. And you got some good moments in the season, bad moments in the season. I'm not talking about the Baker Mayfield quarterback situation with you guys no more. I told you Baker should be playing, and no one wants to listen to me, so it's all good. So we're definitely not getting into that. So Sam Darnold, he didn't look the best yesterday. They just needed a quarterback, and we'll see what happens with Steve Wilkes and the head coach situation. Is he going to bring his own coaching staff in off season, draft, preseason, go down to Wofford, cut players, put a team together? We'll see if he gets that opportunity not to do that. That remains to be seen as far as evaluating talent and everything. But my man Stan Northfleet's in the building.
Yeah, man.
And Stan, where was I going with you?
I heard you on your Steve Wilkes. You got him hiring the staff and everything else?
Well, I did at first. I was pro Steve Wilkes.
And now you're not?
Yeah, I mean, because I got angry at David Tepper when David Tepper handed him that game ball. I said, don't give him no damn game ball. Give him a contract like he gave Matt Rhule. Give him guaranteed money. Give him a long-term deal. Don't come in there hugging me, being emotional. I think they beat the Bucks that game. And they came in there, and David Tepper, who are you, brother? And handed him. I said, no. First of all, how easy was it for you to hand him get a football? Would you get out the locker room when you was walking in there?
Hey, give me that ball.
He's not looking. Give me the ball. I mean, Steve Wilkes.
Before somebody sees you.
Right. Steve Wilkes is in the middle of the Panthers. He's emotional from Charlotte. Where's Charlotte?
How he got treated to Arizona?
Well, he did go 3-13, though.
We'll get into it. The GM was suspended the first six games of the year. He out there with Josh Rosen at quarterback. Josh Rosen out the league now. So, I mean, we got to put it in context.
That's true. Don't just look at the record.
Nuance.
That's true. So, he's all over the place, right, crying, emotional. And then Tepper breaks it up and hugs him, giving him a game ball, and I said, man, don't patronize him like that. Give him a contract. He go to Dick's Sporting Goods, get a damn football. He get one on the way out the office. Give him a contract like he gave Matt Rhule. That's what I wanted.
Well, that's not happening anymore. Matt Rhule done messed it up.
Right. What changed my mind with Steve Wilkes, he continued to start something called P.J. Walker quarterback. I couldn't believe it. You have a healthy Baker Mayfield here. Mm. And I couldn't believe he kept starting P.J. Walker. I can't believe, like I said last week, I've said P.J. Walker's name this many times in my life.
Well.
So that was my whole deal. I said, if he can't get the most important position on the football field right, which is the quarterback position, how in the hell can I trust him to run a damn football team?
It's a fair point. But again, context, right? So Steve Wilks is now 3-4 in his 7 games since they kicked Matt Rule's ass out the building.
Yes.
All right. So in those 3 wins, they all happened to be at home. Matt Rule was having a trouble over there at Bank of America Stadium. It wasn't going real well.
Right.
Clearly, the guys are playing for Wilks. So it's one thing to like a guy. I've met Matt Rule several times. I believe you have as well.
I
like Matt Rule.
Good guy.
He seemed like a cool dude. But that ain't got nothing to do with the business of wins and losses on Sunday.
Right.
So it's one thing to like a guy. Is another thing to respect a man to play for him.
Right.
These guys in the locker room right now, they respect Steve Wilks, and they want to play for him. They like being coached by Wilks. Straight shooter, no chase it. He like the OG. You know what I mean? Like, imagine playing ball for your OG.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to go all out. Now, you're right about the quarterback spot. I said all along that I thought Sam Darnold gave this team the best chance to win the 2022 Panthers. I know he had his moments in 21 that looked terrible. He had some moments it was all right. So yeah. It didn't shock me that once Sam was healthy, they would come back to Sam. And voila, Sam goes out there on Sunday, third time in his career, 51 starts. It's the third time that Sam was not sacked one time. He's 3-0. So if you protect Sam, you got a chance to win the football game. I was happy about that. So when you add that
all these quarterbacks on the roster aren't the future for the Panthers.
No,
trying to get through the season.
I'm trying to get Wilks a contract.
I'm trying to get through the season. That's what
and
I'm trying to
do. What I'm saying is I think Sam and Wilks together give Wilks the best chance to get a new deal.
Over Baker and Wilks.
Baker Mayfield.
Over Baker and Milk.
He's literally.
What's the difference? What you mean? See, here we go.
He's literally.
See, I wasn't going to get into it, but you hear.
Let's not do this.
Not like the Jordan and LeBron debate. I can't talk to idiots about that. We both agree with that.
That's true.
I don't even get close to the numbers.
I'm done with it. Yeah.
But, right. But I don't understand. You finna tell me on this show. You finna tell me that
Third quarterback. Sam Baker. Wasn't he ringing that Salvation Army bell out there when I left out of Big Lot yesterday? Sam Baker?
Now I got to hit the button on myself.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
You going to sit here and tell me today that Sam Darnold is a better quarterback for the Panthers than Baker Mayfield. That's what you're telling me.
I'm saying just go look. Just go look. Baker Mayfield literally. And listen, we don't even need to get
him. He's had you in games. No, I don't mind getting into it. He's had you in games. Baker have had you in games this season.
Throwing interceptions.
No, okay. Well,
bad at passes.
What happened in the Cleveland game? When he left the field, the Panthers were up with a minute and some change.
Well,
left.
He was the reason they was down. He played but like terrible.
It doesn't matter. But when he left the football field.
Now you sound like Skip Bayless. Somebody told me that, and I
went and looked at all because I live on YouTube. I said, damn, Skip love Baker like I love him. But Baker see, y'all Mayfield. Don't like Baker because of his attitude.
No, I don't like Baker because he turns the ball over.
Come on, Sam.
He turns the ball
over. What about his resume in NFL?
What resume? He had one winning year with a hand.
Okay.
He had one winning year in Cleveland.
Stan.
Where the backfield with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb had 2,000 yards rushing.
Stan, how you going to.
What are we doing here?
See, you're going to make me go late for break because I'm trying to get my
point. Since he's been in the league, nobody has more batted passes and more turnovers than Baker Mayfield.
I know, but let's.
What are we doing?
You can't
with
take
two different
away,
teams.
You can't take so you can't take away what he did in Cleveland versus what Sam Darnold did in New York.
You know
the Jets.
Well,
he was terrible for the Jets.
Baker Mayfield had a considerably better roster.
Whose fault is that?
And no, we're just adding context and nuance.
And look what he did with the roster.
I saw
Baker Mayfield do something that Cleveland ain't done in 27 years.
And I gave him his credit for that.
All right. Now, so what the hell did Sam Darnold do for the Jets?
All I know is I compared two resumes in black and blue. And we're over here at Bank America Stadium, over here off Mint Street.
Over there.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Right around the corner from Thomas Davis' new sports bar, 1058.
You come out of 1058 and you walk about a block.
Yeah.
It's right there in front. You can go through the Graham Street entrance.
All right, got you.
Yeah,
got
the, two big Black Panther heads.
Yeah.
You walk straight in between them right there.
We can talk about that too.
Listen, Baker Mayfield. Okay, scratch that. Let me go a whole different way. I know we had to break.
No, no, we're going to talk about the. We is going to go to break.
So
hold on. No, no. We got to.
Because
we're way over,
Q. I want to ask you a question about this topic, I'm going to let you
We're going to finish. No. Since you're into it, we into it. Shout out to Thomas Davis, too, and Kelly Davis.
What up, T?
Yeah, I got to go and get some of them. Did you taste that strawberry Hennessy drink they had over there?
I saw Hennessy and I ordered it. I didn't even see strawberry. I just saw Yak. I was like, yeah, let me get that right there.
Shout out to 1058, man. We're trying to do the show from over there. That'll be dope, right?
Yeah, me, you, and Hennessy. Yeah. We'll get the Hennessy rep.
We're so late. Let's go, man.
It's time for a sports talk show that holds no punches.
Man, please.
Where the host doesn't play favorites.
Oh, I got something for the ass today.
Where the host's level of sports intelligence is pretty high.
If I wasn't doing sports talk radio, I'd definitely be working for NASA.
Even in the world of entertainment, he's got you covered.
That movie was quadruple garbage.
Here it is, live with the QCB.
It is live with the QCB on your radio, Fox Sports Radio, shout to be exact. Number to the show, that's easy money, 704-227-8751. Yes, the one line is back and popping. Anything in the world of sports you want to get off your chest, hit me up. That number, 704-227-8668. Holler at me on Twitter at Real QCB. Instagram, we live right now at Real QCB. Facebook, we live, the Real QCB. Also, catch the show on 103.7 HD3. Listen to my show live online at FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com or download the app at Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Follow the station on social media. Fox Sports CLT is the Twitter. Fox Sports CLT is the Instagram. Let me let this pop a little bit. It is 100,000 ways to listen to my show. If someone comes with the men, say, well, Q, I heard you back on the radio, pal, but I don't know how to find this show. As soon as you say that, I'm going old school NWA. And any wrestler who was a bad guy back in the day always had some brass knuckles in his trunks, and I'm going to pull them out and knock your ass out right where you stand. Right there. Riding with me today, my man Stan Northfleet. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Always good to see you, Q, as we approach 23. You going to say represent what?
Represent them Wahoos.
Yeah, man. My Who's as a community. I appreciate all the love, by the way. I've been seeing people post stuff and, you know, being an alum of the school and of the program, you know, it's a lot going on behind the scenes, more than I can actually share right now. It's a lot to this. It's a lot behind the scenes.
Right.
But the support, the love, like I said, the Virginia Tech Hokies.
Yeah.
Because we had to cancel the game that we've been played on Saturday with Virginia Tech for the Commonwealth Cup. Everybody has been first class. The funerals were this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kraft lent us the plane so that the players and the alum can go to the funerals,
man.
All over the place. Jerry Jones dropped some paper on the funerals for all three young men, all three fatalities. So it's really gaining momentum. So anyway, thank you for saying all that. And we'll see. Tony Elliott, bless your heart. Can you imagine being a brother in the ACC, your first head coaching job, and you eight games into your first year?
Man.
And this happens.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Just it as is. A brother, like.
Yeah, no.
In this conference?
Yeah, yeah. And ACC?
And Dr. Carla Williams, athletic director Carla Williams,
mm-hmm.
first black female AD in the ACC.
Wow.
Yeah, athletic director Carla Williams, black woman.
That's good, man. That's good.
So anyway, a lot going on. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So they got a lot going on.
But that ain't going to save me from getting on your ass.
Let's get
you
back to what we were
saying.
Because you were
talking some craziness a moment ago.
So P.J. Walker's out the equation. All I'm saying is this, right? I said this before. The Panthers roster quarterbacks is not a strong roster. Do we agree with that?
No.
I'll make sure we're on the same page.
The future
Walker,
is not over there.
Right. So the future's not there.
No.
I got to make sure I'm going to say it correctly so you don't try to think I'm trying to be slick or nothing like that. Because, I mean, I know sometimes you be trying to, question my thoughts. And
what?
Yeah, you be trying to question question my comments.
What does he mean by that comment? Well, what does he mean?
And it's just a friendly way to hold you accountable.
I just can't believe that you're saying you want to take Sam Darnold will get him the best chance to win over Baker Mayfield when we compare resumes and compare what they've done when they come to Kellen Cause. Let me tell you something. Before Baker got here, people did not want Sam Darnold on that football.
Oh, I heard him.
Absolutely.
I heard him.
So
what? And then they saw Baker in black and blue. They saw what that looked like, and they was like, you know what?
He ain't been that bad, though, Stan.
Baker Mayfield, as a starter, 1-5. Completion percentage, 57%. Touchdown to interception ratio, 6-6. Okay, Sam Darnold in 2022, 1-0. Completion percentage, about the same.
Right, right.
Without the turnovers. One turn, no picks. Without the turnovers.
Even bad
passer rating, 103. Baker Mayfield as a Panther, passer rating, 74. What are we doing here? Without passes being batted, and clearly Sam Darnold is a bigger, better athlete than Baker. You seen Sam out there wiggling, rolling, crawling, whatever it takes to get in the end zone, that's what he's going to do. And need I remind you, last year, Sam Darnold had 5 rushing touchdowns. When Baker done that?
Was they screaming for Sam Darnold to get out the field last year?
Yeah, but they didn't know Baker was coming.
But I'm saying, but why would that change? Because he's here. Because did you see what Baker Mayfield did the second half when PJ, hold on, on something to call PJ Walker stuck up the first half with 3-for-10 versus Cincinnati. 2 of the 3 completions were interceptions. He averaged less than a yard a pass, and they down 35-0. Steve Wilkes say, PJ, go sit your ass down. Hey, Baker, I know you got a winning record against him. Come on in the game. He brought him in the game, and guess what Baker did? 155 yards. I think he was 14 for 20, 2 touchdowns, and had a quarterback rating of like an 80-something. No interceptions. No interceptions. That's what I'm telling you. So let's not just act as if off of one game, you wasn't just screaming, Sam Darnold, pack your bags.
No, I thought Sam should have started versus Cleveland. I thought they should have given Sam Darnold.
What the hell's going on today?
Added with people on social media.
Yo, you know we was here. Yeah.
Give Sam an opportunity because we've seen Sam. I've seen Baker. Now I've proven to be right about Baker. He's trash too.
Nah, you can't say
Sam
that, man.
Sam is also trash. He's just a different brand of trash.
Nah, all the losses that the quarterback started with Baker Mayfield hadn't been all Baker Mayfield's fault. Now come on,
do
man.
You trust your boy right here. Just trust your boy.
Yeah, I do.
No, trust you right here.
This one. Hashtag facts only.
It's one numerical nugget. Quarterback rating, not passer rating, quarterback rating in the league, the best you can have is like 135.8, I think. It could be 153.8. I get them mixed up sometimes. Point is, I'm lying. That's passer rating. The quarterback rating, if I clean this up, 100. Scale is 0 to 100. You hear Skip Bayless say that all the time.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, yesterday, had a QBR of 72 out of 100. Would you like to know through 5 games what Baker Mayfield's QBR is?
What is it?
17. What are we doing, Q?
Because let me.
17 out of 100?
Right, but a lot of those, the games that Baker lost wasn't all on Baker, man.
No, this is about individual performance.
Okay.
So from scale from 0 to 100.
Right.
Baker Mayfield scored a 17 as a Carolina Panther.
Okay.
You can't continue to roll that out there, bro.
What about drop passes? What about guys not getting open?
I saw DJ Moore catch a pass yesterday.
Oh, about damn time. Don't bring it. I knew you were going to bring that up.
Hell, I saw Ian Thomas catch a pass, first play of the game yesterday.
Okay, I saw Baker Mayfield hit Chris McCaffrey for a touchdown pass before he got up out of here.
Yeah, he don't play anymore.
I mean, we could do all this all day, but the fact that you played the game is so close to it, and you have an eye test. Damn the analytics, the eye test. You going to sit there and tell me.
Sam Darnold gives his team a better chance to win. So going back to our homeboy Wilkes. Hear me and hear me good. Matter of fact, I might have to send him a text.
So what's going
to
happen when Sam Darnold goes out here and stinks? Because it's going to happen again.
Oh, yeah, he's going to throw a pick.
He's going to stink it up again,
man. Of course he is.
They didn't want Sam Darnold back in the football field here. They didn't want him here.
So, okay, let me ask you.
You're holding on to the way Baker carried himself in college.
No, I'm not.
And how he was flipping off opposing.
No.
I think that's what the problem is.
I'm holding on to what I saw him do in Cleveland. He was a turnover machine in Cleveland. He been a turnover machine here.
We know. They're 1-2 in turnovers since 2018. They're 1-2 in turnovers.
And guess who's won?
Right. Now, that don't matter. Listen, both 1-2 now. But you saw what he did in Cleveland. He's changing the culture in Cleveland.
I'm about getting Wilkes a contract. And I think if they keep playing defense like this, I think if they keep running the football with this many opportunities of running the football, minimize the mistakes, be sound in the kicking game. Blackshear, don't you muff another damn kickoff.
Yeah,
don't you?
But listen,
Blackshear, got some walking papers. If it wasn't about he might have
got some walking papers. What's going to get Wooks the contract, what you're speaking on, is going to be the defense play and the running game. It's the quarterback play between Baker, Sam, P.J. Walker, something called P.J. Walker. That's not going to put in the factor of what David Temple's going to do. I think the quarterback position is irrelevant because they keep rotating the quarterback doors. That's what they keep doing.
So and I bring this up all the time. It's obvious, but it's a good conversation. Steve Wilkes is in the perfect position to get a deal. And here's what I say.
Yeah, how you say that? Because he inherited a mess.
How do you coach dysfunction, right? What makes Jim Harbaugh one of the best coaches in all of football? Because he shows up, he'll get your house in order. Mm-hmm. Now, he'll wear out his welcome, but he'll get your house in order. What were the Seahawks before Pete Carroll showed up?
It wasn't good at all.
Falcons looked like trash last year or 2 years ago. Yep. Arthur Smith shows up, they're competitive.
Yeah.
Saints look like they can barely field the damn team.
Yeah.
Sean Payton ain't there no more.
Right.
Coming out of Katrina, Sean Payton shows up, they go win a Super Bowl. Coaching is about can you have structure, can you lead, can you have consistency when the circumstances are dire. When it's not optimal, what they call suboptimal situations. Everybody in the league know Wilkes ain't working with a whole bunch over there. Everybody on the league know Temple clearly has some ways about him. He can barely keep somebody employed over there longer than 2 weeks. So clearly it's a lot of stuff going on over there. And there's some very good and bright people over there, I know. But my point is, we're finding out, Wilkes, can you navigate the mess? 3 home wins in 7 games that he's been the head man. Looks to me like he's doing the job. Listen, keep doing that, it'd be all right.
The biggest win was against the Bucs so far. I thought that was a great win. The Bucs still a good team on paper. Even though their record don't say so, they still the Tampa Bay Bucs. They're a good team on paper, right?
They're a solid football team.
Right.
They would be in the playoffs if it started right now.
That's what I'm saying.
They actually would be hosting the Cowboys if the playoffs started right now.
Oh, we know what happened then. They did that. I'm going to give them my
One more time.
Yeah. Back to what you're saying, though, and I know what he's doing, and it's a difficult situation when he's trying to, you know, you said it's dysfunction, it's mess, because they got a lot of holes over there. I think the Panthers are a while away from even being a 500 football team.
I don't think it's that far. The natural parity in the NFL, and I'll give you an example.
I know it's an up-and-down league, but this team.
Did anybody see Miami doing this? We know you got Tyreek Hill, you're going to score some points. But did you see Tua? Tua's an MVP candidate.
A lot of people
saying he's leading the league right now.
I didn't see him doing this. No. Right? I saw him getting better, but not doing this. No.
Cincinnati last year. Did we see them doing that?
Now, see, I got to give you props. You sit right here and said, Q, I'm not buying Cincinnati this year. You said it. You called it.
They turning on here and there.
Yeah.
They have moments.
Right. But
it's not
what it
was.
They was on fire last year.
Right around this time, they clicked to another gear.
Another team the Cowboys beat. We beat both teams that was in the Super Bowl last year. We put 40 points ahead on the 3 against the mighty Minnesota Vikings. We swept the Giants.
Yeah, they done.
We swept them.
Yeah.
Damn, and that's a pretty good team, too.
They would be in the playoffs if it started right now.
How about them? But go ahead.
It's just, to me, it's about.
Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck.
Go ahead. Big diamonds. Go ahead.
It's about getting Wilkes a deal. And look, the Carolina Panthers right now, it's almost like there are 2 different agendas going on. At the highest level, what I believe is happening is David Tepp is saying, okay, Steve Wilkes, let me dangle this carrot out here that you just might get the job. Clean up this mess for me that Matt Rhule made. But, Wilkes, you know that you might be cleaning up this mess
for somebody else. Yeah.
That's just what comes with the position.
Well, he can't worry about that.
He can't.
Yeah.
Wilkes also can't worry about – no, Wilkes is not out there tanking games. Especially as a brother in this league, you cannot afford to have that on your resume.
Right.
That's why Brian Flores got so hot. He knew, like, I'm already fighting uphill, and now you're trying to incentivize me, paying me to throw games. So bringing it back to Wilkes, Wilkes' whole thinking is – I got to maintain relationship with these players.
Yeah.
My name got to continue to be respected in this NFL community because I'm auditioning for a job somewhere else, maybe as a coordinator, maybe as a head man.
Right.
Somebody might say, well, if Wilkes can navigate the Panthers to 500
after Matt Rhule.
Let's see what he could do with this talent. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's kind of.
Because we got guys like Jeff Saturday getting head coaching jobs because he's drinking buddies with the owner.
If you knew, what's your boy, Sean McVay.
Yeah.
If you rolled dice with Sean McVay 3 years ago, you got a damn job in the league. I mean, damn. What's my other man? If you name Shanahan or LaFleur.
Oh, you in there.
Yeah, they had people, they had some of them, what's it called? Football operation assistants was legally going to change their name. My name is Muhammad Shanahan. Just trying to get a damn job.
You in there, man. You in there. Look, it's time to be to give out another pick. Get some people paid, man. We're going to the NBA, all right? I got two picks for you tonight. Hornets plus 10.5 over Boston. And I also want you to take the Orlando Magic plus 10.5 over the Brooklyn Nets. As a matter of fact, I got two more for you. Take the Suns plus 1 over the Kings. And take the Pelicans minus 5.5 over OKC. Don't just take these picks. Take them to the damn bank. All right, now, Stan, what we're going to do now, we're going to hit the commercial break because coming back, what we got going on is we got a special guest in the building, right? My man going to come back, and he's going to give us a little NFL wrap-up. What week is it? Week 11? What is it, week 12?
Is it week 13?
Week 13.
It's week 12. We finished 12, okay.
All right.
The Monday Night Football sometimes be throwing me off. I'm trying to preview it.
All right. I think it's
that terrible ass game tonight.
Petty P, that's his name, Petty P. I'm going to introduce him to Petty P, and he'll give us a little NFL wrap up, man.
That's what's up.
All right, let's go. We'll be right back tomorrow now with the QCB. Let's go.
That's the snipe and those freaking pips, shrimps. I'm eager to make enough noise like Bam Bam. Throw boulders from bedrock.
Let's get back to the phone line. Big Warren out of Charlotte. What's up, my dude?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. You need more than 2 days, man. You're too important to the culture. You're too important to this than 2 days. You need more than 2 days. So whoever's listening, he needs more than 2 days to put it out. Because 2 days ain't enough. I'm getting your flowers while we're here.
Them flowers smell good. Y'all know what to do. Mondays and Fridays, 4 to 6, Evening Drive. Check out Live with the QCB right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte.
Brought to you by RBC Wealth Management.
What's up, Charlotte? Welcome to my home away from home, the 12th Man Sports Pub in Ballantyne. I'm Jeff Reed, two-time world champion for Pittsburgh and the Hills alum. If you bleed black and gold, come watch the games with me at the 12th Man Sports Pub. With 15 big-screen TVs, all the games will be on, and you won't miss a snap. For every touchdown Pittsburgh scores this week, I'll buy an Iron City beer or a Jeff Reed shot. I'll see you at the 12th Man Sports Pub in Ballantyne off Johnston Road and I-485. 12thmansportspub.com.
Must be in Pittsburgh attire to qualify for free drink offer.
Steve Smith Sr. here. Listen up. The guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate relieves stress and keeps you in control. One of their clients, Jordan, said, "The Mark Spain guaranteed offer was easier than we imagined, and now we're staying in our home, working with one of their agents to find our new home." Mark Spain Real Estate has nearly 10,000 five-star reviews, just like Jordan's. Why? They know what matters the most is a quick sale and a maximum profit. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer or your home today and start packing.
Hi, honey, I'm home. What? Why is it so smoky in here? Is something on fire? Have you been shopping at Infinity's End again? Infinity's End, the Southeast's finest smoke shop since 1969. If you have high expectations, this joint's for you. CBD, glass, tobacco, vapes, get all your smoke shop needs and more at infinitiesend.com. That's infinitiesend.com. Oh, for goodness sake, Frank.
This is Brendan Haywood, NBA TV, CBS Sports Analyst, also the guy that taught QCB everything he knows about the business and sports in general, and you're rocking with me, and we're listening to the QCB show.
Ain't nothing but a free thing, baby, yeah. Ah, free man,
believe that.
Yeah. One belt, one shoelace, one wallet containing $22.
One shoelace? Yo, man, you know how much some shoes cost? You one shoelace? I came in here with two.
You took my shoelace?
Did you take my shoelace, man?
You got 2 seconds to walk out that door. Sign out and leave my pen.
I'm signing out. I got places to go, people to see. My lady, Janice. Cow. Pow! I mean, it's like that. What you gonna do with one shoelace? Let me in on the secret. Floss your ass. Gotta go.
Crisscross.
This one, Criss Cross, Grew Up.
Up my turf, cause after me was a factor, real worse at the worst. Stomping, jumping, wannabes. Better, but however, there's only one MAC.
Welcome back live with a cute. Hold on, I gotta finish that.
Picture ways of getting richer, mister, quick to hit your sister.
Welcome back live with the QCB right here on Fox Sports Radio. Charlotte got us on 94.7 FM. Got my man standing up, free in the building. Notes of the building, slow rolled up in here, chilling with them fresh Jordan song.
Yeah.
No, she got some fresh joints,
hey, man. I'm just curious. Are we getting notes together? What up, notes? Just a question. Just as I'm looking at that YouTube video.
Yeah. What's up?
Back in that day, that's mid-90s.
Yeah, mid-90s, yeah.
Were we two or three sizes too big on what the hell we was wearing back then?
No, we were still three sizes, right? Still three.
Yeah, about three sizes. Yeah.
You didn't play the diss song, but I don't know if you remember Stan Northfleet. When they came out, they did a diss song on another group back in the day. They said, don't try to compare us to Another Bad Little Fad.
Another Bad Little Fad. I do remember that, yeah.
They did a diss on to Another Bad Creation.
So that was clapping before we was even saying clap.
Because of J.D. Because of Jermaine Dupri.
I didn't even catch that until he told me.
He just took me to school.
He was backup. He was a dance coordinator for ABC. He got fired. He came over to Atlanta, signed them, put them on, and the first single is Jump, and they dissing Another Bad Creation.
JD said he did wrote both rhymes for he say this.
He
say
wrote
this.
The rhymes. He did write the rhymes.
This is why you are an educator.
That's it. No, that's music, no music. No.
Education, that's it, entertainment, finance.
Except he don't believe a man land on the moon.
Never.
See what I'm saying? Never did. And he's a professor at John C. Smith currently.
Yeah, notes.
See that?
I love what y'all doing over there.
See, look at Stan. See how he changed?
Stan, where's the interview? Where's the proof in the interviews? Where's the rest of the interviews?
One small step for mankind.
There you go. That's the proof.
That was at a studio. Was in a studio. We don't talk about that in the school system no more.
Oh, okay.
Hell.
So you don't think the Optimus Prime name was on the backside? What they call it? The dark side of the moon? You don't believe they was up there either?
Never have.
Oh, okay. What about Christopher Columbus? You don't believe that either?
Who?
1942. Look, y'all know where my mind at.
1490.
Yeah, 1490. I'm trying to drink a Don Julio.
Never step foot over here.
So you've been hanging out with Kyrie because y'all believe the Earth flat.
It's crazy, man. It's
my mind. Columbus.
Yeah.
We never been to the moon.
Never been.
Are we only counting some of the planets, or we the only planet in the solar system?
Now, it's a lot of planets in the
solar system. Okay, all right. I just don't want to know how far it went.
That's what I'm saying.
It don't go that far.
And Bartholomew Wilcox, like him, said, well, buddy, we went to the moon. How come we ain't go back?
Yeah.
I said, Cox, we took about 6 trips up there. Went back at least 5 times.
Did you buy Elon Musk and them just went?
They just went.
So where they go, Notes?
I don't know where they went.
Shelby? All right, so we got a special guest, my man, Petty P. What's up, man?
What's going on, QCB, man? It's been a long time. Stand
what's
on me, man.
Good to meet you, bro.
Man, big admiration over
thank
here
you,
for you
respect,
and your work,
respect,
bro.
Thank you, man.
I mean, tremendous. Come on, QCB. We go way back, bro.
Go way back. My man, I ran to my man. We was together. We lost touch and all that, but talented brother over here. And you got this parody you do in the NFL with this NFL weeks.
Yeah,
and
man.
I said, we got to make it happen on Live with the QCB, man. Now, we're going to do it live today, right?
I'm always ready, baby. You know me, baby. So
he's nice. He's ready to go live. Like, usually, you know,
Now, is this DMX cousin? Because I heard a little bit on that, you know, rest in peace, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He got the chain on.
Nah. You got the chain. He got the bald head, the voice. And you ready, baby?
Yeah.
Anything you want from me, baby? You
feel me.
He can't do Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you right now. Next week, Stan. I got you next week, Stan.
Yeah,
I got a whole situation for you. I got you. So me, your favorite rapper, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I got you.
So what you want me to do here? Let me know. Petty P. What's the name of the
No, it's just a recap, man. It's a week 12 recap, rap recap, man. Just play something for me, man. Let me just vibe to it, bro.
Okay, let's go. So we good right here?
Yeah, we good. Whatever,
all right,
bro.
Let's go.
What you want to put on for me? You like Funk Flex of the NFL right now, dog.
I got you.
Bro, drop the bomb first, dog. Drop the bomb. You ain't got no bomb.
Nah, I ain't got no bomb.
All right, that's cool.
I ain't got no bomb.
You ain't got no bomb.
Let's go. You ready? All right, let's go. Here we go. Yeah, I'm gonna give you my headphones.
Yeah, let's do that.
I gotta give you my headphones.
Let's do that.
Yeah, just come over here while I'm at. Well, get that headphone. I'm gonna run it back for you.
I can't hear the beat. Run that back, son.
All right. We're good.
Oh, this is what you did.
Let's go. I got you.
Oh, yeah. I like this cue.
All right.
Yes, sir. Man, I just appreciate you, man, for letting me live in my purpose.
All good.
Giving me the platform. We out here, it's your boy Petty. How could we not be thankful for the Cowboys offing the Giants and CeeDee Lamb? One-handed catch is exciting. The real one's here. Josh Allen arm is frightened. The only Buffalo I know that can spar with Lions. And Dan is trying to resurrect a team that's dying. Ignited sparks for the fire, hoping Goff can light it. It's hard, Cardinals to fly in a storm of lightning. We saw Patriots fall at the sword of a Viking. Best in the booth. No, I never stress in the booth. You feeling pressure like the Sean Watson left the masseuse, and it hurts. Jalen Gabe 157 is proof that had your whole defense neck in the noose, never letting him loose. OT, the Raiders defeated Seahawks. Petey and Geno still got affinity for the deep ball call, like a raven defending his nest from T-Law. Reese Chief slaughtered the male sheep at the Jihad. 2-minute drills hitting like Chief Keef songs. TB12 went to Cleveland and caught an L in the seesaw. Now that Tua got weapons, finally see how he ball. On God, the best receiver alive. D-Hop, not go and ask the best receivers that die. They tell you I never lie.
Okay. Okay.
It's Petty.
Petty P.
What's up?
Petty.
What's up? What's up?
I like
you
that.
You know what I do, bro.
I like that.
Every week, bro, I got something.
How can they find you?
Man, you can find me at PettyP_ENT on IG. I don't do much, man. I just create, bro. I'm a writer, ghostwriter.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
My man, Petty P. I need that back next week, though. You got me another one next week?
I got you same for the
energy.
Next five.
Need the same energy.
Same five.
All right, let's go. That's my man, Petty P, right there. That was dope. I like that. But see, the only thing I didn't like was you said D-Hop was the best receiver.
Don't do this.
You heard of CeeDee Lamb?
Dog. I just said the man is exciting, dog. I just said the man was exciting, bro. It's exciting. That's
what's
it.
Up, man.
D-Hop, dog. D-Hop been doing it for a minute, bro.
That was nice. I like it. That's what
I appreciate it. He touched everything.
He touched everything.
I tried to touch storylines.
All of them.
I heard the Vikings in there.
Yeah.
I heard the Lions. In there.
Yeah, you heard me. You heard that. Yeah, the Dan is trying to resurrect a team that's dying.
I was all feeling you right
now. You feeling
there.
That, dog?
I heard the Chief Keef reference.
Yeah. Huh? Hey, wait.
Deshaun Watson was in there, too.
Yeah.
That was in there, too.
Yeah, he comes back next week. We'll get to Deshaun next week in the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of conversation, let's get back to the Clemson Tigers. Them Gamecocks opened up a can of whoop. You know what? On that was easy money. Even though we won by one, I call it easy money. Listen, let me say this. I think the whole narrative for the Clemson Tigers national championship team a bust. I think that's done for right now. First of all, they won two, right?
They won two.
They went in. They was in three.
They win three titles.
But it was always in the college football playoffs, and for the first time, except from last year.
So they didn't make the first year. Florida State made the first year representing the ACC. Clemson didn't make it last year.
Right.
So this would be back-to-back years that they would not make the CFP.
Right. And I just think they lost the OC. They lost their DC.
Tony Elliott goes to Virginia. Right? Brett Venables goes to Oklahoma.
And then you had them two quarterbacks we talk about with Deshaun and Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. But the quarterback.
Five minutes of Kelly Bryant.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, yeah. And,
y'all
you know
don't
what?
Count Taj Gibson? No. All right.
No.
Before. Taj is how you got Deshaun.
Right. But you know what? With DJU, even though he's having a better year than last year he had more picks than touchdowns. He had about five games and he threw in the 40 percentile. Well, he was terrible last year, but they still won 10 games, even though he was bad. Talked to him at the ACC kickoff at the Western. He even admitted he was bad. Dabble admitted he was bad.
Oh, we all knew he was bad.
Absolutely. So he took the L. He took it. But, man, he had 99 promises, but throwing 100 yards was one of them. He only threw for 99 yards last year. Last week.
He only had 29 attempts.
He was terrible.
8 completions.
Right, he was terrible.
His QBR was 27 out of 100.
Right. He just don't have that big game DNA in him. That's all it is. They're going to win about 10 or 12 games this year. They're at, 10 right now, right?
They are at 10-2. Yeah.
Right, right. So say they beat the Heels of Saturday, which we're going to talk about, and whatever bowl game they go to.
Yeah, we'll be the only ones talking about it.
Mm. We can just mention it then. Mm. But I just don't think the Clemson Tigers and Cade Klubnik, I can't rip the guy. We only saw last time we saw him, he threw one pass and it was picked off and he got back on the bench.
Every time I've seen him, I've seen flashes of, okay, with more.
See, I ain't see that.
I like the fast forward. Like, I can see forecasts. Like, okay, I see.
Okay, Miss Cleo.
I see what's going on here. You got to look at, see, this is my NFL talent evaluator eye.
His name's Stan Clairvoyant.
He did what you was on the NFL.
So, when you look at a guy, right, you look for athletic traits.
But it's so close, though, now. Now he had like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost.
Now, hold on. I didn't say
it. Was it Anna Bank?
No, that's color purposes.
You all
some movie references.
Okay, well,
so here's what I think is happening. Yeah. I mentioned this earlier. So on the South Carolina side, you had Spencer Rattler.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
His confidence, especially after beating Tennessee last week, through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brother played great ball.
Yeah, six touchdowns. Yeah.
All right. I don't think DJU has any confidence. And I'm going to tell you why I think he got shot. It was week one in the Duke's Mayo Classic.
Mm.
When Georgia came over here to Bank of America Stadium last year, I think that was the first time in DJU's career that he realized, I'm not the best athlete on the field. Like, it's in other words, they've got more dudes that are better than me.
Right.
I'm not used to that. See, when he went on the road at Notre Dame that freshman year, Notre Dame had some animals, but he would have been one of the more highly touted dudes there.
Right.
See, when them Bulldogs came over there, the Bulldogs got a whole different cast of characters. So since that moment, my point is, I think DJU is questioning himself. And now you don't have the coaches, Tony Elliott, Brent Venables, and several other assistants that left with them to go over there. QCB, I think the brother has a confidence problem.
Yeah.
And I'll be surprised if he stays at Clemson next year. Go ahead, bro.
That's interesting. That's interesting, dog. Because you remember, I don't know if you remember, y'all used to watch QB1? Anybody used to watch QB1? Mm-hmm. Remember, he was behind Real Mitchell at St. Bosco Prep. He was right. He was behind a guy. Real messed up. Then he kind of came. So I always kind of looked at DJ Oog as like he got an opportunity, but he got an opportunity because somebody failed. He never really like banged it out. You know what I'm saying? Never really like showed.
Trevor got hurt, and that's what forced him into duty.
Right,
and that's that Notre Dame I'm talking about 2 years ago.
Yeah, he played good. He like Fitzpatrick a little bit to me. He played good with house money.
That part.
Ooh, but it's when him on the line, that that money on the line is DJ Ugg boots.
DJ UGG. That's his name.
DJ Ugg
boots. When he balling, DJ U.
You.
Big Cinco.
Yeah.
When he playing terrible, DJ UGG.
Yeah, UGG boots. Welcome.
All right, we're coming back with the one line. We got the one line coming back right here live with the QCB. Keep it locked right here.
Bastards ducking when Big B bucking.
Best quarterback of all time. Tom Brady.
How the hell is Tom Brady better than Joe Montana?
Six rings.
All right.
Six rings.
How many?
He's been to nine Super Bowls.
He's a three-time Super Bowl loser. You Patriots, you guys, you win Super Bowls and you cheat.
Well.
You guys are a better cheater than Cam Newton. You guys are better cheater than the Man on a Lifetime movie. You guys, you cheat your ass off. And it worked for you.
You don't get penalized. You keep your titles. You guys are cheaters.
Montana never threw an interception in the Super Bowl.
Come on, he's throwing 3 yards.
And he never lost one. He's not 2-0. He's 4-0.
He is.
Right. Why we got to count how many he been to? What would you rather be 6-3 versus 4-0?
I'd rather have 6 rings than 4 rings. I'd rather have $6,000 than $4,000.
If you got 6,000, got 4,000, we both go to Myrtle Beach, I could cheer just as much as you could cheer.
No, not really.
That's okay. If we go to a steakhouse, I could buy the same thing you buy.
My body going to be a little bigger than yours.
Catch live at the QCB Mondays and Fridays, drive time from 4 to 6, right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte, brought to you by RBC Wealth Management.
This is Steve Atwater with the Denver Broncos. You're listening to the QCB Show.
When the sports world slow down, we find other things to watch.
You don't watch anything on Netflix, buddy. You flick boy.
Koch, you watch BattleBots.
Oh, I did.
The hell we talking about?
Koch, I don't know about
BattleBots.
I don't know about BattleBots, Koch.
It's a damn toaster with an engine in it.
All I can say, no, it's not. See.
Catch live for the QCB Drive Time Monday and Fridays, 4 to 6, right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte, brought to you by RBC Wealth Management.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This your man, Clint Porters. You're listening to the QCB Show.
I don't care where you are or what you're doing. When you get the bat signal from QCB, I need you on the show.
So listen, this is how much I care about you, real quick. I came out of vacation. My man, QCB, he hit me on the jack. He said, Flint, get in the studio. I said, I'll come on vacation for you.
Check out Live with the QCB Monday and Friday's Drive Time from 4 to 6 right here on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte, brought to you by RBC Wealth Management.
Hi, it's Dan Patrick, and you're listening to QCB and B Notes on 94.7 Fox Sports Radio Charlotte.
So you're going to back me on this, right?
Oh, all the way.
You are a good friend. You know what? Even if you killed somebody, I wouldn't turn you in.
Yeah, is that so? Hey, Kramer, if I killed somebody, would you turn me in?
Definitely.
Are you kidding?
No, I would turn you in.
You would turn me in?
I wouldn't even think about it.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're supposed to be a friend of mine.
Well, what kind of person are you going around killing people?
Sure, I had a good reason.
Yeah, well, if you'll kill this person, who's to say I wouldn't be next?
But you know me.
I thought I did.
Me and Eric B was cooling at the Palladium, seen an old world cover girl. I said, hey, lady, I'm sorry if you're in a rush. Don't let me hold you up or intervene or interrupt. You got the look.
Welcome back live with the QCB. Got us on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Check us out live online at foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. I got my man in the building, my man Stan Northfleet, my man Petty P in the building, my man Notes in the building. We're knocking them out. What we're going to do right now, we're going to slide to the water line because we got some winners on deck, and we're going to play the number one game show on the radio called Who Said It? And before we get out of here, we're going to do my version of Come On Man. It's called What the Hell Were They Thinking? All right, let's slide to the water line. Let's go.
We welcome into SportsCenter the former number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd?
Now it's time.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not no former number one pound-for-pound fighter. I'm just saying I'm the best fighter in the sport of boxing.
Fox Sports Radio Charlotte presents.
I already forgot who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brian Kenny, a guy who's never laced up gloves a day in his life, who don't know nothing about boxing. That. Am I going to speak my piece or not?
Go ahead.
I going to speak my piece or not?
Go ahead.
Okay, because you want to interview me.
It's live with the QCBs.
I ain't interviewing you. You want to talk to me. I don't worry about talking.
Floyd,
you want to talk
to
me.
Go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
So De La Hoya wasn't big in the Pacquiao when he fought him?
No, you got full credit for beating De La Hoya.
Answer the question.
You deserve that. You moved
up. Answer the question. Didn't I come from 125 pounds all the way to 154 pounds?
Yes,
answer
he did.
The question.
Yes, he did.
Okay, then. I got to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Have Pacquiao been knocked out twice? Answer the question.
Yeah, when he was like 112 pounds.
Just answer the question.
Because he turned pro when he was a teenager.
Did Pacquiao been knocked? Have he been knocked out twice? Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beating me?
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all
Floyd.
I want to know.
The crying line.
Q, what's up, my guy?
What up, yo?
What's up, Stan?
Peace.
Hey, so look, Q, you got to stop with all that baker talk, man. I ain't going to say Sam showed out, but he played way better than what everybody probably thought he was going to play. So just go ahead with the Baker stuff, man. We can stop with that. PJ next in line. Wilkes deserved the job. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers, guy. Congratulations on getting your dub yesterday. I'm done with the Baker Mayfield stuff, man. If y'all want to listen to me, like my mama say, your ass, this is hard-headed. Hard-headed make a soft behind. And you... I just remember the last 2 years, y'all been screaming for Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is terrible, man. He's terrible. He's in nobody top nothing. And he's not. They don't have Elway, Marino, Montana, Boomer Esiason on the roster. But what they got, I feel Baker's the best. Y'all don't agree? We compare NFL resumes. Baker's still better. But, hey, what I know. What the hell did I know? So I'm going to let you have it. I'm not going to talk about it no more. I mean, you want to bring it up, yeah, but I'm not finna, no. Y'all go learn the hard way.
Last question.
What's that? I like how you press it.
Why are you sitting
like
there
that?
With your hands?
I'm tired of you, yeah. Man. I'm tired of this.
You look like a villain. All that's missing is that damn cat, and you're rubbing it when you're asking me.
I work with a brother named Rob.
Dr. Mindbender?
Yeah, when I work with a brother named, I used to work with a brother named Rob at Enterprise. He used to do that. Yeah. And when he do that right there, that means he finna drop some gems
this
on you.
Power
and
hands.
He tired of what you're saying. Yeah, he's gonna correct you.
You look like you're at the head of a 17-seat conference table, yeah. And we waiting on you.
You know, I'm big James Bond, so I might be running Spectre.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm head of Spectre right now.
Now, what's up?
All right.
Did you have some?
Would you be willing to bet a tab at 10:58.
Okay.
That Baker Mayfield will not be a starting quarterback next year in the National Football League. You think he will be. In your mind, he's still a starter.
Can I tag on the tab?
Can I let that marinate on the acid right now?
Okay, yeah.
Let me sit on it.
All right.
All right, let's go to the let's go to the next one.
He said,
man.
Can I tag
yeah,
in?
I got him to tag on
the tab. This is Diamond Gabs again, and I want to leave a message a lot. Again, why I feel like WrestleMania should come to Charlotte in 2025, because one, the fact the Bank of America Stadium, which holds Tampa Stadium, again, like I said, has more seating capacity than both of those stadiums combined for the center in California and Philadelphia next year. And personally, Charlotte's a great wrestling city. I mean, Ric Flair, R-Truth, you name it. Like, the daughter of Ric Flair, Charlotte Flair, it's North Carolina, especially Charlotte, has a great history with wrestling, especially within the South, with the WCW, Starrcade, originated within North Carolina. So I do believe that, again, WrestleMania should come to Charlotte, North Carolina. It'll be a massive event and definitely something to remember about.
That's what's up, man. I don't know if I remember seeing back in the 80s when Harold Johnson, Channel 9 sports guy, was in a helicopter with Ric Flair when they did Starrcade and Memorial Stadium, saying stadium no score to touchdown in.
Oh, you mean the one that we had 18,000 packed out there in Independence?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know his. Well, you know this resume as far as scoring. I don't know if you got that many touchdowns in that many different places, because Knowles scored a touchdown at Bank of America Stadium, Memorial Stadium.
He
scored a touchdown at John C. Smith Stadium. And he performed at Bojangles Coliseum with a Grammy Award-winning artist.
I performed after my graduation at Bojangles. Okay. I thought I was a Grammy Award-winning artist. So three of the four, I'm winning.
But y'all think I'm getting a little WrestleMania here?
WrestleMania, boy. Where are you going to be at? Bojangles?
What venue?
Yeah, what's the venue?
What you mean? I got to go to Spectrum. You can't go to Bojangles or WrestleMania.
Spectrum, it's 20,000 in there. You can't. It's a little bit less than 20. Yeah, it ain't enough room.
We need some more
you
time.
You need a bigger
that.
Venue. Hotel-wise, yeah, Charlotte can handle it. Charlotte can handle a Super Bowl hotel-wise.
Right, I feel.
At this point, today, Charlotte can.
Right.
But now I don't know about the venue for WrestleMania. What are they going to be doing there, about 40,000?
Yeah, it depends 40, on what. 50,000? Yeah, heck, because they coming. They coming.
Okay.
All right. 40,000. That's like 300 less than how many kids on Lynn Mallory got. Let's go to the next one.
Chicken Wang, live from the barbershop. Always. Hey, Q.
What up, man?
Happy Monday.
Yes, sir.
Chicken Wang.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the barbershop.
We got it straight now.
Always live. TJ Swan. Rest in peace, baby. I just got another quote. Again, from another Dallas hater, and I just wanted to, go back and, talk about it again. He stated after, and this is a Saints fan, he stated after the first week, he just looked at our schedule and he didn't see three winnable games. He said he didn't see three winnable games after week one. Man, come on. That was incredible. Hey, man, what a hater. Hey, look at here. We only lost three games all year, pal. And then he also stated, he said the Saints would have a better finish than the Cowboys. Hey, man, get the f*** out of here.
Yeah, them
Cowboy Nation.
Okay, my fault.
Let's go.
I will say this. Since the Cowboys week one season was over campaign, I mean, we told people to calm down. It's not a season ending injury. That gonna be out maybe 2 months. If it is week 10, week 11, I get it.
Right.
Cooper come in, win about two games, just hold it down, beat 500, Cooper comes in, what goes 4-1, 4-2, something like that. Yeah. Dax come in, and we knew as soon as Dax was going to lose, go bring the Cooper Rush name back. That didn't happen because Dak came in and started winning games. So Cowboys doing pretty good, man. So just trying to get to the playoffs. I think we're going to be in that playoff, grab a wild card spot, and let's go. Let's go. But all that season one stuff, they look like morons now.
That's with any team in the league. Bro,
don't overreact, though.
But, you know, people are going to do that because of the logo. And I'm glad he brought up Cowboys. By the way, the next three opponents are the Colts in Dallas next Sunday night, mm-hmm. the Houston Texans the following Sunday, and then at Jacksonville.
Okay.
Hell, that's three wins right there.
It should be.
In the NFL. Absolutely. But that's three very winnable games.
Yeah.
But did you see that? Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving matchup hosting the New York Giants. Did y'all see this?
Mm.
42 million viewers. The most watched regular season football game in the NFL's history.
Tell them.
What?
Hashtag America's team. Hashtag them boys.
All day long. All day long. All right, let's go to another one. Last one. Let's go.
Q, what's going on up there in Charlotte?
DGD.
You know what, man? I don't miss that place at all up there. DGD down here in ATL. You know, hey, the Falcons took an L on yesterday, but I still feel good. I think they gone somewhere. Just keep the head up, you know. They're going to be all right. They're better than a lot of teams this year. DGD, don't give a damn, baby.
Well, DGD, don't give a damn. Yeah, you lost yesterday. But like I like what the Falcons are where I expected them to be behind the Bucs right now. I'd expect a 5-win record, but that's what I expected.
I thought the Falcons would be the worst team in the league, in the division, I'm sorry.
So I put that on the Saints.
I thought they'd be Saints because I felt like you still had the structure from Sean Payton.
Right.
If Jameis could come back healthy.
Man, please.
Michael Thomas was coming back healthy.
Man, please.
You still got Kamara.
Mm.
You still got your X-Factor out there. What's the boy name to be playing tight end quarterback? What's the one to be running around?
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. So you still had. Now, I knew losing Teron Armstead was going to hurt them, and they still haven't been able to fix that. They've had some injuries up front. Right. So I was giving Saints benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
He live in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Mm.
There's not a single black man on earth that moves to Atlanta that misses Charlotte.
Mm.
I think that's virtually impossible to do.
Right.
Well, no.
Come on, man. Atlanta.
You got to take the crooked with the straight.
Man, Atlanta's more overrated than Black Panther 2.
Thank you. When last time you been there, Stan?
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Last month? Yeah.
Did you go outside or you was just kind of going to your event and then right back to the hotel?
See, me, Atlanta's one of those I enjoy. Because it's the energy, right? Uh-huh. Everybody here, we in the entertainment space.
Right.
There's nothing like being a black man.
Correct.
Being in an environment like Atlanta.
It's just
what
too
we
much
call
for
black
me.
Hollywood.
Right. Yeah.
And you got the pretentiousness, but you get that some other places.
Right.
But just the creative energy. But then you got to keep your head on the swivel, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that ain't too much different than being on the west side.
I mean.
Look, man, we hit this break. We got to come back.
You must be out of your mind. Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived. I'll be with you boys in a minute. He was bad in Captain Clay. He bad in Sugar Ray. He bad in that. Who that? The new boy got.
Mike Tyson.
Look like a bulldog. He bad in him, too. He whipped Mike Tyson there. He whipped all their asses.
What about Rocky Marciano?
Oh, there they go. Every time I start talking about boxing, a white man got to pull Rocky Marciano out their ass.
That's day one.
Rocky Marciano. Let me tell you something wonderful. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't.
He beat Joe Louis' ass.
That's right, he did whoop Joe Louis' ass.
Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooped.
Joe Louis had come out of retirement to fight Rocky Marciano. The man was 76 years old. Joe Louis always lied about his age. He lied about his age all the time. One time, Frank Sinatra comes out here and sat down in this chair. And I said, Frank, you hang out with Joe Louis. Just between me and you, how old is Joe Louis? You know what Frank told me? He said, hey, Joe Louis 137 years old. 137 years old.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Bismarcky, and I'm the human orchestra called Bismarcky.
Welcome back to Live with the QCB right here on Fox Sports Radio, Charlotte, man. Before we get up out of here, man, we up against the break. But I want to play. Let's do the game show right quick. Who said it before we get up out of here?
Let's go.
Now it's time for the number one game show on the radio. Who said it? Here's your host, Mr. I Could Never Be Toast, Mr. I'm So Nice With It, Mr. Easy Money, Son, Mr. Meewack, Never That. It's QCB.
All right, here we go. Who said I got three contestants? All right, here we go. You know somebody I'd hire seriously? Rex Ryan. Who said it? A, Keyshawn Johnson. B, David Tepper. Or C, Terry Bradshaw. Who said it, Petty P?
I would say Keyshawn Johnson.
All right, who said it, North Fleet?
That sounds like something Keyshawn would say.
All right, you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
It was Keyshawn Johnson talking about the Broncos situation.
All right,
here we go.
That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
High level.
Second of all, it's only November. We've played seven games. Who said it? A, Hubert Davis. B, John Shire. Or C, John Calipari. Who said it, Stan?
That sounds like something Hubert say would try to get people off his ass for Carolina looking like that over the weekend.
All right, who said it, Petty Pete?
That's definitely an excuse. It sounds like excuses. Excuses have been tools of accomplishment which Bill Money missing nothing. Those specializes in them selling them accomplish anything.
So who you want?
Hubert Davis.
All right, let's go. Damn, it was Hubert Davis after losing out of
the round. Yes,
sir. Okay, well, here we go. That didn't work well. Who said it? Broncos head coach Hackett? B, Lamar Jackson? Or C, Taysom Hill? Who said it, Petty P?
Taysom.
All right.
Tay-Tay.
All right, who said it, Stan?
I'm going to say Hackett.
All right, you said Taysom Hill? Okay.
You dumb, 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 stupid son of a bitch.
You said Hackett. It was Hackett. And all last right. One, when they cross the 50, you can bank on 3 points. Who said it, Petty P?
You going to give him his options?
You
going to
give him options?
Oh, damn. Doug Peterson, Dabo Sweeney, or Troy Aikman?
Troy.
All right, who said it, Stan?
Troy Aikman, because he's talking about the Baltimore kicker.
Yeah. All right, Troy Aikman, yeah.
You big dummy.
You said Troy Aikman, too?
You big dummy.
It was actually Doug Peterson on
He didn't give us Doug as an option.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I got
Doug
did,
was
did,
the
did,
first
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm so stupid. Doug coaches Jacksonville now. I'm still thinking about Philly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all. We're up against the break. Live with the Kiss Me. See you back Friday. Man, I appreciate you. We out. Let's go.
WSOC-FM HD3, Charlotte. WPEG-FM HD2, Charlotte. WNKS-FM HD2, Charlotte. W234BY, Charlotte's Fox Sports Radio.
Hold on. Kobe and Kayla got to take us on.